remember that you and two. It's a different world.
It's a different world.
It's a different world.
It's a different world.
Than where you come from. Ooh, 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 ooh. Than where you come from.
Okay, everybody, let's try it again, all right? Let's take it up to the kicks. Okay, slowly. And 5, 6, 7, 8. Ah, ah. Clap, clap, ho, ho, ha, ha. Clap, clap, ho, ho. And kick and down. That's not bad.
That's not good either. Madam Capitan, when I choreograph this step routine, I envision this. Not. Remind you of last year's crushing defeat. We want to win this step competition.
All right, everybody, let's just try the kick again, okay? And this time, reach for the star.
I want it high.
Better yet, pretend you're kicking somebody's butt. Okay? 7, 8, ho, 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 kick and down. Much better.
Oh, absolutely. If we were entering a Clydesdale competition, we'd beat Libby Hall hooves down.
I do a lot better when I'm not being insulted.
You do?
Ladies, I'm off to pick up our house guest. One last reminder, she's 92. Be quiet, be courteous, and don't knock her over. Any of you. To Lisa, her reception is at 3. I trust that the hurricane that destroyed this room will come back to repair it.
Do we have to come to this thing? I have to hem my dress for the homecoming dance.
I should think you would be anxious, eager to meet our oldest living graduate.
Well, I want to meet her. I've never seen nobody that old.
Okay, one last thing, everybody. If you like these shirts, I can have the letters put on them this afternoon.
You can't tie up your shirt like that.
And why not?
Because we're steppers, not strippers.
Let's vote on the shirts.
Oh, I made them, Capitan.
Bacon cheeseburgers.
That must be how you stay so beautiful.
Well, actually, it's the fries.
Ooh, well, well. You know, they won't have any fries at the bonfire tonight, but, we could bring our own potatoes and throw them in.
Cool. I'll bring the ketchup.
See it, eh?
Just call me Mr. Potato Head, man. Mr. Potato Head. The time has come for me to ask you for a favor. Today, anything you want, name it, pal. Now, you know our offensive lineman, the meat locker? But a man who's going to give him his first homecoming victory in 5 years. If he passes the math exam on Friday. Oh, I'll tutor him, no problem, anytime. Tonight, 8 o'clock. Can't do it. Yes, you can. Can't do it. Yes, you can.
No, I can't do it, Walter. You don't understand. If I don't show up at the bonfire, there'll be a pretty girl walking around looking for potatoes.
You leave me no choice.
What?
The best of the worst of Dwayne Wayne.
Oh, Walter.
Saturday, September 11th, initiated a panty raid at Libby Hall with Donnell Calkins. September 12th, snuck into dorm director's window, broke dorm director's brand new Konnichiwa, never been played before, $3,000 tape deck. Tried to blame it on Donnell Calkins.
Let me see that for a second.
No. I have 3 copies, one for the dean, the president, and your mama. Where and when? 8 o'clock in our lounge. And you can watch the bonfire from there.
Miss Pruitt!
Miss Pruitt! Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm Letty Bostick. We were so worried about you. You weren't on the train.
How very perceptive. I was comfortable in the cab. So, on the way to the train station, I told the driver, take me all the way to Hillman. You owe him $92. Don't skip on the tip.
Yes, you may not remember me.
No, I don't.
When I was 12 years old, I met you at a Lynx Club fundraiser in Richmond. The way you got everybody to dig deep down into their pockets
I was so inspired, I gave you the pennies out my loafers. That night, I wrote in my diary, when I grow up, I want to be just like Miss Pruitt.
I can well understand that.
Miss Pruitt? I'm Kim Reese. We're all very proud that the oldest living graduate is from Gilbert Hall.
Is that your idea of a welcoming speech?
Miss Pruitt? Hi, I'm Jaleesa Vincent.
What kind of name is Jaleesa?
I've always wondered the very same thing.
Miss Pruitt, can I get you a cup of tea? Tea would be very nice. Sherry would be nicer.
Okay, if A squared equals B squared plus C squared, what's the hypotenuse? 12. Close. 74. You forgot to square the sides.
Hey. I'm sorry. Math's not my forte. I'm a mosaic thinker. I'm into poetry.
Oh, really now?
You see, Dwayne, you're a left brain, an analytical thinker. I'm creative. I'm a right brain man.
Uh-huh. That must be why you keep getting stuck.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Math is not his forte. He's into poetry.
Why don't we take a little brain break?
Yep, I'll be right back.
You take your break right here. Meat, why don't you go stretch your legs, man? Don't want to cramp up.
Walter, get me out of here. That boy doesn't have a clue.
But that's your job, to clue him.
Sherlock Holmes couldn't clue that brother in.
Wayne, I won't put pressure on you. But usually, when we lose, they blame the coach. This year, they're gonna blame you.
All right, all right. We'll work until it's curfew.
Oh, you can work way past that. Well, see, I talked to the meets ID. He said you can work all night long.
Say, me, you wanna put down those sonnets and come on back?
5, 6, 7, 8. Kick that ball, change and hit and hit.
I see that practice doesn't always make perfect.
She's coming along just fine.
The question is, where is she going? You guys, I'm gonna stay up all night if I have to, but I'm gonna get this routine. Winifred, a wise person once said, those who can, step. Those who cannot, step aside. Okay, fine.
Wait, Freddie. Whitley, you are just out of control. The girl is trying her best.
Ooh, frightening thought. Jaleesa, I think it's time for you to be an adult. Push your loyalty aside and dump the klutz.
I'm gonna dump somebody, all right.
It's about time.
You.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you heard what I said.
You cannot kick me out, Madame Capitone. I have yet to choreograph the end of this routine.
Well, choreograph this. You are out.
Warren, I need you at it yesterday. Listen, the slant height is equal to the square root of the height squared plus 1/4 of
The circumference?
The diameter! Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Are you trying to flunk this test so you don't have to play ball? Are you afraid your hips are gonna become your shoulders?
Dwayne! I want to play football! After I graduate, I want to play pro football. Make enough money to retire. I'm somewhere quiet and write poetry.
Sit down for a second. Sit down. Okay. In the pro contracts, don't they have incentive clauses so that if you gain 1,000 yards, you get an extra $1 billion?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, all right. So a season has 16 games. 5 are canceled. Player strike. You missed 2 more because of a big poetry convention.
Oh, what? Yeah.
In the games you have left, how many yards do you have to average to get that bonus?
111 yards and 4 inches.
Congratulations! Your left brain just introduced itself to your right brain.
Oh, they're buddies now.
You have a classic math anxiety.
I never thought of myself as a phobic person. This is very liberating.
It certainly is for me.
Well, it's my roomie, the busy bee. How's biology, chemistry, and step rehearsal?
Fine, fine. Really great.
You know, from the first moment I saw you step, I saw skill and ability
Gilbert,
far greater.
I'm not quitting the team.
I'll break a leg.
Excuse me.
Bye, Evelina.
Guys, forget about her. I have choreographed the end of this routine, and if I do say so myself, it is fierce, and I do say so. Check this out.
Lisa, that's how the routine starts.
I knew that.
Jaleesa,
the word in Libby Hall is you don't have an ending for your step routine.
Oh, yes, we do. She just came up with something that's fierce.
Oh, really?
Fiercer than fierce.
I got it. Finally got it. And 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, cut 1, cut 2, cut 3, and 4.
Oh, you're fierce. Y'all can have that one. We don't need it.
You're gonna look like a bunch of ducks.
Now, wait a minute, guys. They were not that good, okay?
We're dead meat.
Bring Whitley back.
Excuse me?
Get her.
Now.
What? Wait a minute now. I am not gonna bring that barracuda woman back up in the middle. She just makes everybody miserable.
Well, get over it. We want to win.
Get her.
Go now.
Okay.
Get over it.
I'm going.
Come in. Miss Pruitt. To what do I owe this honor?
I used to live in this room.
Really? I hope you won't think me peculiar when I say this, but I have always felt the presence of a special kindred spirit watching over me.
It's not me. I'm not dead yet. It hardly looks like the same room.
I shouldn't blow my own bugle, but my grandfather was responsible for the complete renovation of these rooms.
Is he in the motel business? I carved my initials in here somewhere.
Well, feel free to look around. Mi casa es su casa. Or should I say was su casa?
Your Spanish needs work.
So, Miss Pruitt, what part of the homecoming festivities are you most looking forward to?
The end. What happened to the window seat? Don't tell me your grandfather got to it. Maybe those initials are in here.
Well, I'll be happy to help you look. What were your initials before you married?
I never married.
Never?
One thing your grandfather didn't improve were the acoustics. I never married.
But a woman of your charm.
It was not due to lack of proposals. But men are such stubborn, unyielding creatures. One wanted to smoke a pipe, one wanted to live on a lake.
Well, you probably didn't lack for companionship, what with your active life and vast circle of friends.
Miss Gilbert, you will find friendship is best left to greeting cards and telephone commercials. Goodness, look at the time. There is still another tea in my honor at President Bracey's home.
It must be so gratifying to know what your contributions have meant to this school.
It means a tax write-off. Now I remember where those initials were. In the window seat.
How unfortunate.
Well, it's a lesson. One should never become attached.
Sorry to have disturbed you.
Oh, not at all. It's been very enlightening.
Goodbye, Miss Gilbert.
Bye, Miss Pruitt.
Do you have a minute?
Actually, I was just going out.
This won't take long. We just saw the Libby step. It was like showtime at the Apollo.
That's so.
Yeah. Whitley, we need you and we want you to come back.
I'm sorry. Did you say you need me? Acoustics in here are terrible.
We need you, Whitley. We really do.
I'd be happy to come back.
You would?
Yes.
I don't have to get on my knees and beg you or anything.
It's tempting, but we've wasted enough time. By the way, is Freddie still stepping?
Yes, she is.
Good. I think I owe her an apology.
Am I in the right room?
This afternoon, I had a great idea for the finale, and I will personally walk your roommate through it step by step if I have to. Those Libby girls will wish they never walked out their dorm.
Come on, the girls, come on. So what do you think, Lil B, Hassie?
How much you make a year, Walter?
Never mind that. I want it all.
Me? What happened?
I passed.
To your leg, man.
We passed.
We passed.
Man, I couldn't have done this without you, man. You're the greatest tutor.
Of course I am.
Excuse me. Me? What happened to your leg?
Well, I slipped running from the math building, but don't worry. The doc says just string ligaments. I'll be back on the field about a month. But, Walter, I passed.
I'm happy for you.
Without the meat locker, Hillman doesn't stand a chance. Shouldn't even bother to suit up. Well, we all know that winning is not everything.
That's right. But it sure feels good. Huh?
Now, anybody's out there from Hampton, basketball season is coming up. So your next butt kicking is on its way.
Don't think because of this shirt, I like one team a little more than the other.
Oh.
I'm totally biased.
First snap, Gilbert home!
5, 6, 7, 8. Gilbert Hall's the one for me. Your mind.